is the Marketplace Index for Monday the 28th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow went up 291 points today. You heard me right, 291. That's an increase of 2.6%. When you're in a good mood, never mind a forecast today by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development that Europe is falling into recession. At least in the U.S., people are buying Kindles and flat-screen TVs. The S&P 500 up 33 points, 2.9%. NASDAQ up 85 points, 3.5%. The 10-year Treasury yield is up just a tad to 1.97%. Sounds like a movie trailer. Imagine a world where there are European budget cops with enforcement powers to keep EU national budgets in line and debt in check. The Europeans are now talking about this and claim it could be put into force rather quickly. Would it be enough to stop the European financial mess from continuing to traumatize the world? Players in financial markets thought so today.
Exactly. It's not the world's greatest solution, but it is a solution, and it's better than what we have right now.
Robert Pavlik is chief market strategist at Banyan Partners. Imagine then a Europe in which its central bank can also print money in a crisis, like other central banks do. That was politically difficult until now, but maybe not. If these new budget cops are on the beat, then German leaders might change their mind and might allow the European Central Bank to invent a ton of money and lend it out to stop bondholders from fleeing, if Europe can pull this together, Pavlik says.
These countries that are going to have to be overseen are going to have to agree to it. They're going to have to sort of give up some sovereignty. But really, that's the only thing that can really save these countries. Otherwise, the Eurozone eventually breaks up, and these countries will probably default, and it will be a devastating economic impact on the entire region.
Okay, so Europe, the first part of our saga of dread and hope for the day. Part two's got to be the results of all this shopping over the weekend. Just looking at the sales figures, in general up 16% over the weekend. $52 billion went out as people bought stuff, and that is bringing some cheer to the market.
This economy in the United States is largely built on the consumer, and the fact that consumers are out there doing their part for the economy, that's a good sign for the overall market. Does it continue throughout the rest of the holiday season? That's something that we have yet to see, but hopefully the patterns will continue, and that should continue to help lift stock prices if we see more spending just like we did this past weekend.
Robert Pavlik at Banyan Partners. IBM has been tracking so-called Cyber Monday retail sales. By midday today, sales were up 20% from the same period a year earlier, which was a record of its own. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse slowed today on reports that declining copy paper sales have the office supply industry looking for new marketing gimmicks. Listen to this one. You know the fake paper company on the TV show The Office? Its fake brand, Dunder Mifflin, could become a real brand. Wall Street Journal reports today that Quill.com, an online subsidiary of Staples, will launch Dunder Mifflin-branded paper. The $3 billion a year market for copy paper has been falling with all the email and PDFs. I have two words for you: printer ink. For more on the 2-year Dunder Mifflin licensing deal and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, the website's marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.